Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Holy crap, people. I don't even know what to say. Just holy crap.
This is a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
Yeah, Mike Breen on the call there as the Toronto Raptors, you heard it correctly, have done it. They have climbed the mountain. They have given Canada its first championship in 26 years, I believe. Toronto Blue Jays, I believe, were the last ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, right? Their very first championship as well as an organization. NBA champs they are, and the Golden State Warriors just decimated with injuries. So good morning on this Friday. We try to pick up the pieces and make sense of what was the strangest from a number of different perspectives.
Yeah.
Not just the NBA finals, but when you couple in the NHL finals, and you couple in how just inept home teams were doing all of these finals, how much money bettors lost because of that whole, they're home, they can't lose more than two, they won't lose more than one, they'll never lose back-to-back. There were so many things that went against the grain that it's if you were a contrarian bettor here during these playoffs in the NHL and in the NBA, you probably own an island now somewhere that you just bought, and you're like, all right, I'm out of here, bye, gotta go. It was absolutely crazy. But congratulations, listen, Toronto Raptors. We talked about it yesterday, talked about it all week. I just on paper and everything told us, certainly from a statistical standpoint, that there's just not enough there. And you couple in the fact that they lost Klay Thompson, who single-handedly kept them in that damn game through three quarters. You know, the fact that that's the kind of stuff we're talking legends made of. You lost Kevin Durant in game five, right? Comes in for 11, 12 minutes, lights it up, is that spark. Everybody for 11, 12 minutes, Dane, is like, oh, boy, right? Then he goes down. Then you got Klay Thompson last night, three quarters, just lighting him up for 30 points, hitting everything he threw up. And then, oh, no, he goes down. Then, oh, no, wait a minute, he comes back out of the tunnel. He's got to shoot free throws. Oh, there he goes again. Now he's back in the tunnel again. And, oh, yeah, poor old Doris Burke spent more time in the locker rooms than she actually did watching any of these games in this championship. When it was all said and done, he didn't return. And, oh, yeah, he blew out his ACL. So I don't even trying to make sense of it all. I'm still trying to comprehend what happened last night, you know, just 6 hours ago. I can't even begin to think about what all of this means in the next 6 months, 3 months. I can't. It's Dan. It's just I got a headache thinking about it, man. I really do.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Good morning, Joe. Good morning. Make it rain degenerates out there. My leading emotion is, you know, congratulations to Toronto, right? Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Toronto. A lot of people will say other reasons why, like, oh, the Warriors were compromised and all this sort of stuff. But you got to give credit where credit is due. The Toronto Raptors, Kawhi Leonard, their defense, Nick Nurse, everybody. You know, you got to be happy for a guy like Kyle Lowry. You got to be happy for Gabe and Cam as well, our colleagues here on the Fantasy Sports Network. So I tip my cap to them. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, and we have the poll question up right now, Joe, and that's the question. What was your leading emotion? Is it happiness for the Raptors? There's a lot of people that are, like, happy to see the Warriors get knocked off, finally, you know, the dynasty, blah, blah, blah. Or, by the end of it, were you sort of almost sympathetic to the Warriors and to Steph Curry, right? Because KD goes down. Clay goes down. Clay literally, like, when you see the footage of him turning around in the tunnel, being like, what? And coming back and then being like, nah, coach, just give me 2 minutes. I'll be out there. And then you see Steph literally running out of gas, trying to will his team there. And they had a shot, 111, 110, with like, you know, 10 seconds left. I almost felt bad for Steph Curry and the Warriors being like, because, you know, they went from being this dominant figure to almost like a scrappy underdog. And now you got to think, the Warriors roster, will they even be good enough to make the playoffs in the Western Conference moving forward? But we'll talk about that all summer, I'm sure, Joe. Today, it's congratulations to Toronto and the entire country of Canada for their Raptors.
It really
who are the
is.
World champions.
Yeah, you got to give them credit, man. And Kyle Lowry showed up last night. He was the guy that everybody in Toronto knew he was. A lot of guys last night were pointing to Kyle Lowry going, I told you so. Kawhi Leonard, brilliant all playoff series, MIA the last two games, by the way. I think we watched a guy who, even load management wise, the reason you got what you got out of him the entire playoffs long, and make no mistake, Toronto's not in the finals if it's not for Kawhi Leonard's effort and what he had done. And I do think moving forward, a lot of people will point to those, you know, 20 missed games, 20 some odd missed games, load management to give him enough energy to do it. But even Kawhi Leonard, it just seems like he carried that team through some grueling series here throughout the playoffs. And, you know, he was a guy that was just running out of gas. And it just goes to show you how important it is to have, you know, a Van Fleet who, again, down the stretch, saves the Toronto Raptors. And what you had from Kyle Lowry in the beginning of that game could have got out of hand in a hurry early on if Kyle Lowry's not making three after three after shot after shot after shot. So just absolute craziness here. What does it all mean? I don't know. We'll try and dissect it here.
Someone's
going
to try and give
US
their
Open.
Money they were going to sign for Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson to Fred Van Fleet, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. Slow down, people. Let's slow down.
Yeah,
though. We got some U.S. Open news, too. We'll get you caught up on all the latest next.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Oh, man. To say we are exhausted from these finals would be an understatement. Absolutely an understatement. But listen, it's one of these finals, one of these years, guys, I think we're all going to be talking about for a very, very, very long time, and with good reason. Not because of the amazing year and the amazing run there that the Toronto Raptors did. And I think when all of this comes out and we have chance to kind of take a few weeks here and let it all digest, I do think the credit the Raptors organization should have, Ujiri there, the general manager, and what he did, Nick Nurse, a first year head coach, the way this team came together. Maybe they ought to build a plaque for LeBron James and thank him for going to L.A. There's a whole lot of things that we could all sit here and point to. But the truth is, let's not forget the Raptors and what they had to do in order to be able to, even all year long, be able to get this, you know, with one real superstar and a bunch of, you know, nice pieces. And right. It just goes to show you in the NBA that, yeah, these super teams are nice, and I do think we'd be having a totally different conversation if Kevin Durant remained healthy. But I do know this about these two teams, and it'll be something that'll stay with me for a while, especially when we get to this time next year when the playoffs start. The one thing that annoyed me more than anything else this year are tank teams that tank, that really have no chance to actually win and have no effort in winning, you know. And then you get to these playoffs and you watch teams for the last 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes of games, just kind of mail it in. And it was one of the themes early on in the playoffs, Dane, that drove me absolutely crazy. Both of us just pointing and going, you got to be kidding me. Like you're pros here, people. I don't care that you're losing. You know, you're losing by 20 at the end of the first score, and you just mail it in for the rest. And I will remember we were reminded last night why that stuck to us so much and why we were so aggravated. Because if any team had a reason to throw a towel in, okay, it would have been the Golden State Warriors, who, you guys realize, they still had a chance with 9 seconds left to be able to win this game last night.
Steph Curry gets a shot.
Steph Curry, guys, had a shot to win this and become an immortal when, inexplicably, what the hell were you doing, Danny Green?
Here comes the double team. Leonard still in the backcourt. Throws it ahead to Green. Green surrounded by Draymond Green.
And throws it away! Throws it away!
You threw the damn ball away with 10 seconds left on the clock, of course, given the opportunity for, you know, the greatest of all time to have a shot to win this, guys.
Iguodala throws it to Green, who catches it. Back to Curry, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound Cousins, deflected. Picked up by Leonard. Ball still loose. They dive on it and try and call time. And a timeout called.
So it's a technical foul.
Yeah, because ultimately they didn't have any more timeouts. But it doesn't – let us not forget, you have to learn how to win, right? We've talked about that as a theme these playoffs, and they couldn't get it done at home. Closing out, winning that last game is the hardest thing to do in all of professional sports, that closeout game. And they almost blew it again, Dane. And I'm watching that game going, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. Like, they just gave a team that's already had 9 lives throughout these playoffs and these these finals. You just gave them another chance to stick a dagger in you. And a big part of me really did, Dane. I don't know if you, when you were watching that, were you going, yeah, guys, you know he's going to, we know we're going back to Toronto at this point, because it just, it would just be so fitting for the way this entire series has gone that you throw the ball away when you had a chance to close it out. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you give the ball, you're giving Steph Curry a chance to stick a dagger in you with a bunch of dudes that really had no business playing at all. But that's all that was left. Even if there was a game seven, can we be honest?
I know.
Who really? The hell were they going to play? There's basically nobody left on the Golden State Warriors. It's just, it's crazy. But I did think, Dane, we were going to go to a seven game, and we were going to have to come in today and console. I was worried about, you know, Gabe and Cam. I was worried about those guys. If Curry hits that shot, man, it was, oh boy, I was worried about them, brother.
Yeah, I hear you. The one thing I would say is I thought Curry was going to go to the hole, you know, instead of taking a shot. Because it was a one-point game, so I thought at the very least maybe you go to the free throw line and have a shot. But what are you going to do? You know, you can't really kind of get too worried about these sorts of things. I think it was an incredible series. It was a hard-fought series. I've never seen a series with more kind of narratives at play. And you know what I also thought this morning, Joe? You know, for the last 4 or 5 years, whatever, right? It's been like the whole NBA season's been like, wake me up in June when it's LeBron against the Warriors. We've sort of gotten used to that, right? But look at how many things we saw, how many new storylines there are in the NBA, you know, now that LeBron has cleared the way, kind of, and the Warriors dynasty is, you know, in all intents and purposes, over. You know, look at the emergence of guys like Nikola Jokic and Damian Lillard, you know, Giannis, and stuff like that. Think about the story now of the Toronto Raptors. Think about now in free agency what is potentially to happen when Kawhi, you know, KD, Clay, Kyrie, and others. Think about the drama and the mess in New York and LA. Like, it's almost like the door is wide open for the NBA again. If you're a team in the Western Conference, you know, Joe, like, if you're the Denver Nuggets, if you're the Portland Trailblazers, right, you're like, oh, snap, the door is open right here. The Warriors aren't going to have these guys. It is literally like a brand new era in the NBA, with Toronto put to bed like almost this entire dynasty. And, you know, obviously we feel bad for them with the injuries and stuff. But doesn't it feel, Joe, like an entire era of NBA history is now over and we're turning the page to something new? It's like mourning in the NBA.
It's interesting. I don't, and we'll talk about this more throughout the morning here. If you guys are just waking up and joining us, you no doubt probably stayed up to watch the Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors game seven, an epic battle, guys, that we had two championship teams there. And one, you know, reminds me of like the prize fighter in the corner that just almost, they want to stop the fight, right? Like, and right. He just, they can't, they want to get, he's trying to get off the, you know, the chair to come out for that final round. And he just, and, you know, you've got the trainer's got the white towel in his hand. He's ready to throw it in. And they just would not give up. And neither would the Raptors. To their credit, man, they did not fold. I mean, every narrative that we threw their way where they couldn't close, couldn't win on a road, couldn't do this. Everything we said the Toronto Raptors couldn't do, or at least what most people were saying they couldn't do, they stood. They stood up, they stood tall, and they did it, and they accomplished it. And I'm not sure that, you know, people are sticking a fork in the Golden State Warriors franchise and their future. I'm not necessarily ready to do that yet, but I understand the worry now with, you know, Kevin Durant out a year. Klay Thompson's going to be out at least 6 months now with his injury, although his is not nearly as severe as what Durant's is. But let us not forget, they still are in a position that, you know, max contract availability, they have it. So there are still things they can do. So, and plus, let us not forget, it'll be different, but it's not, there's difference between being the Miami Marlins, you know, with Josh Beckett and company and winning the World Series, and then the next year being dismantled and having a bunch of AAA guys. You still got Steph Curry and Draymond Green, two all-stars that you can build around. Plus, you don't know what's going to go Boogie. There's a lot that can happen here. They're in much better, as far as the end of the end of a dynasty goes for some teams, the drop off the cliff, not nearly as dramatic for the Golden State Warriors as we have seen with past teams in this position. But I do think another franchise, and certainly we'll talk about this too moving forward, you know, the Raptors' future is not guaranteed. We talk about one and done. About what – there's a lot here to be decided with the Raptors, including moments after the victory. They might lose their general manager. Man, that didn't take long. Wow. Yeah, we'll talk about that. The storylines galore. It's better than the Kardashians, guys. The NBA, best reality television in the world.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Danny Santana somehow has a .338 on base percentage, 7 steals, 4 home runs, 17 runs driven in. Now, keep in mind, he's got probably the highest K rate of anybody in baseball, 45 strikeouts and 147 at bats, but you know, a nice fill-in type player that's done a really good job for them.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
It's a party right now in Toronto, north of the border, and there should be. Congratulations to the Raptors organization, the players. Congratulations to Kawhi Leonard for winning the MVP award. Kind of really no big surprise there. Great job by him, and great job for those of you that actually took our advice here and maybe took the Blues and took the Raptors and had that nice money line parlay, or took the Raptors last night alone and realized that there's a chance here, guys. There's a chance at everything that was left is right, up is down. It was one of the most amazing story filled finals that we've seen, and you couple that with everything else that was going on around the NBA, the storylines, the free agency, the big names, the who, what, where, the dumpster fire of the Lakers. It was crazy. Listen, it didn't take more than 5 minutes after the championship. Masai Ujiri, the general manager, the architect, who put all of that together in Toronto, who sold out, really laid it all the line for that moment last night to win a championship, knowing that nothing was guaranteed next year for him outside of this is all we got, guys. Makes the move for Gasol in the middle of the season, right? Just does all these things where you're going, all right, the dude put all his chips in the table here, guys. You know, he knew he was only getting Kawhi for a year at best. So he took to the podium last night after the win, and this is what he had to say.
We've been growing and trying to prove to the world that there's a meaning to having an NBA team, one NBA team outside of the U.S. And all these guys, these players, they've been unbelievable to our coaches, to our ownership, and much respect to the Golden State Warriors and to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. We love you as NBA players, but we wanted to win in Toronto, and we have won in Toronto. Yeah!
Awesome stuff. And then just about 5 minutes later, a news breaks that the Washington Wizards are preparing to offer a life-changing offer. I mean, life-changing and unprecedented offer to Masai Ujiri that could somewhere approach, guys, more money than we've ever seen any general manager in the NBA make. Talk about breaking records. Also the opportunity not only to make tens of millions of dollars, but they're willing to give him a part of the team. And that's the real backbreaker right there, isn't it? The Washington Wizards, 10 Leonis, who he is expected to, and amazing to me, I mean, it's breaking on my phone as I'm watching him make that speech there last night. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Like, they didn't even wait.
The body's not cold yet, right?
They went immediately. It was broke that it was expected. The ownership is expected to reach out to Toronto. They will be requesting a formal permission to meet with Ujiri. And they said staggering. The word, the adjectives used to describe what they are willing to do. It's not like a reporter would make those adjectives up. It must have been conveyed to the reporter that, guys, we are talking groundbreaking, unprecedented stuff. And isn't that really the ultimate thing? Like, if you're a GM, knowing that you've got ownership stake in a team, that is different. That is totally different in a professional league for a GM on any level. Right. To be like, you come here, not only will we pay you $10, $15 million a year, we're going to give you part of the team. That is life-changing kind of stuff, guys. And it really is also a game changer in the upper management world of the NBA, where ownership would even consider, you know, these billionaire owners consider offering that, where it's, let's face it, it's been a what have you done for me league for a while now. Like, okay, it's great. Like, if you go out and you only win, you know, 30 games the next 2 years, all of this goodwill out the window, gives a crap. We got to go out and find somebody else. I mean, that's the reality of the world. Can't do that if you got a stake of the team. And I just couldn't believe, man, that we're talking 10 minutes after that speech is done, breaking news, the Wizards are coming after your guy. And can I tell you, I don't so much mind it. I kind of, I appreciate it. I wonder, though, if that story breaks if Golden State wins. I wonder.
Probably not. No, it wouldn't break until the end of the finals, one way or the other. It wouldn't break until the end of the finals,
even if they lost. You think that breaks? Really, you do? Okay.
I do. I do, because, you know, it's going to come out eventually. Like, you know, the off season officially has started. You know, the draft is next Thursday. You know, like it starts right away.
By the way, it's the same owner that has the Capitals, I believe. The Wizards guy owns the Capitals too, as well. So, and like an entertainment. So this guy's got stake. I think he's got stake in an EPL team. He's got, you know, there's more money here than people will ever be able to tell you.
And this is the thing, I think, when you talked about, like, new for upper management, you know, I mean, now when we have things like luxury tax and salary cap for players, teams are doing more and more things to try to figure out how they can make their team better going around those salary caps, right? And you've seen teams make ridiculous investments in coaches or front office people because that's not counted against the salary cap. Remember I told you the idea that like the Clippers were trying to buy Kawhi's logo so they could put that as part of the deal? I think what we are seeing is front offices getting more and more creative about how to offer packages for their players. You know, LeBron moved to LA for the, you know, Showtime Hollywood idea. You know, the idea of giving him part of the team. Tom Brady, the Patriots have a stake in like all his gyms and stuff like that. That's why he could always take team-friendly deals, you know? So the idea that front offices, I think, are just getting more and more creative, and I'm okay with that moving forward. But yeah, I do think the Ujiri news would have come out one way or the other whenever the finals ended. Because of my point before, this used to be wake me up when it's LeBron versus the Warriors. But right now you got 30 teams in the NBA, whether you're in the East or now with these injuries in the West, you legitimately believe you got a shot at this moving forward, you know? And so with all the free agents out there, the draft on the precipice, I mean, I think a lot of teams who didn't consider themselves maybe as the right part of the cycle of tanking and going for it, I think now all of a sudden are like, wow, the door is ajar. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, and it's a good lesson, not just in the NBA, but I think in life, just goes to show you guys, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Like, it is truly go big or go home. And I give this guy credit, man. I love anybody that's got the cojones to go, you know what? Here's all my chips. I'm blindly taking all my chips and putting it in. Huh. Yeah, and that's what he did. And you know what? It all pays off. Don't forget, we were roasting this guy for making that move, trading what is ultimately DeMar DeRozan was a legend in that town, guys. They cried when they traded him for Kawhi Leonard. Remember that? And guys were roasting him, saying, this is going to be the end of your career, man. You're shipping a guy like Kawhi Leonard who, you know, been hurt, only played 22 games. You don't know what you're getting here. You only have one star. You need and then you trade one of the most well-respected and liked players in the game, and you ship him off to San Antonio. And guys,
he fired the coach of the year. And they fired him. Like you said, this was another cojones-driven move, right?
Yeah, it really was.
They were,
man,
close. And yep. he still did it again.
Goes out and gets Gasol, trade for Gasol at the trading deadline. And people are like, what are you doing? Like, even then, people were still questioning him, going, what in the world are you going for a 34-year-old? Like, what are you doing, man? What he was doing was trying to load up, and credit to him and everyone else around him, to go, these are the pieces that we need in order to beat Golden State. Now, I will say we were kind of cheated here, Dane. And that also was kind of what I was feeling shortly afterwards, because the reality is I would have loved to have seen these two teams at full strength. Right. The length, the athleticism, I would have loved to have seen Toronto take on a full Golden State Warriors team. The big three versus, you know, the team that was put together in Toronto. Toronto may not have won it, right? It might have been 4-2 the other way, but I do think Toronto would have held their own, and I would have loved to have seen. I mean, injuries are a part of the game, but there is a part of me that feels a bit cheated that even with Kevin Durant in that lineup, man, there would have been, I think that would have been an epic war just because of what he put together, Ujiri, in Toronto. The style they put together was really built. Wasn't built to beat the Sixers. It was built to beat the Golden State Warriors. And might they have finally put together the blueprint to what would have beaten them? We'll never know, because the whole team obviously got, you know, dismantled. But I do think it would have been a lot of fun to watch happen, wouldn't it have?
Oh, absolutely. And everyone's talking about Kevin Durant. Let's not forget, Klay missed game three with the hamstring,
yes,
right?
Yes.
He missed. So that's a game that the, you know, Warriors lost, that who knows what happens. Forget about Kevin Durant, even if
not
they had
much.
Klay. Yeah. You know, and I got to tell you, Joe, we were talking about during the break, like, Klay Thompson was in a zone last night, okay? I fully believe that Klay Thompson would have led the Warriors to victory last night. He was not missing. He was on the precipice of one of those like 20, 25 point quarters. He might have gone for 45 last night, right? So like the idea of what would have been. And then there were stretches of this series, you know, in games. Like think about the beginning of game five when Kevin Durant was there. These guys going back and forth at it. There were stretches in this series where there was a ridiculously high level of basketball being played. And that's what you want to see as a fan. I'm glad we saw it, and I'm excited for what comes next.
You know, we got breaking news coming up here, Dane. Apparently, Kawhi Leonard does talk. And, yeah, he does actually show emotion. I can't believe. We'll let you hear it. It could be a fake. I don't know. But we'll let you hear, I think, is Kawhi Leonard. He does talk, and he does have feelings. Ridiculous.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
All right, we got the fade of the day. How do you like that? Fade of the day in the U.S. Open coming up here. I want to welcome you in. Make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Also want to invite you guys to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with who? DailyRoto.com. We want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer. Use it to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. You could also just become one of the countless number of people who have already won thousands of dollars playing DFS. Bottom line here, guys, if you're playing MLB DFS, but there's no DailyRoto.com in your life, yeah, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get a 10% discount, get those lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, the weather updates, the fantasy projections, and, of course, the use of the same DailyRoto lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS wins. the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package only at DailyRoto.com. The promo code FNTSY. And get your 10% discount today. We ought to actually start that chant there, Dane. Fade of the day coming up here. Got some thoughts on the U.S. Open round one. And there are definitely some matchups coming up here this morning that we want you to focus on. One for sure, and we'll break that down for you. But just to kind of wrap up last night and the Warriors Championship, certainly from a betting perspective, when you take a look at the numbers here, the Raptors, they beat the Warriors, right? 114-110. It's the first NBA Finals. 4-2, first championship in Toronto since the 92-93 Blue Jays. They also did it as a 2.5-point closing dog. They were plus 125 on the money line, the Oracle. The betting total was 212. The Raptors, ultimately, to start with, were plus 240 series underdogs. They were 14-1 at the start of the season. They were 4-1-1 against the number in the NBA Finals, guys. 4-1-1 against the number in the NBA Finals. Now, when you look at it all in totality, the favorites versus the dogs, and this is amazing, Dane, and let's remember this for next year. The favorites versus the dogs, 39-39-2 against the number in the playoffs. Wow. Right?
Wow. These guys are good hanging numbers.
And there were two pick'ems. There were two pick'ems in there as well. Road teams. And this could be the most fascinating stat of them all. Road teams won the last five in the finals there, 4-1-1 against the number. The over-unders in the finals, again, 3-3, 50%, right? Unders, totally, though. And this, too, remember all of the high scoring that we got during the season, right? Unders finished ahead of the overs, 43-38-1. Is what the total was for all of the NBA playoffs. So not only was it really a coin flip against Vegas, just goes to show you how sharp the numbers are.
These guys hang some pretty good numbers.
Woo-hoo! We're talking 50-50 favorites the dogs in all the playoffs, not to mention 50-50 pretty much in the finals as well. So there is, again, a lesson to be learned here. I don't know if moving forward, Dane, we can look at this because of the small sample size and say, aha, this is a new TNA, right? This is a new trend. This is a new angle. We had the home advantage aspect of it, and not just, again, in the NBA, but what the St. Louis Blues did as a plus 150 underdog when they beat the Bruins the other night to win the Stanley Cup. Road teams there, okay, were 5-2 through that seven game series there. So, you know, the Raptors winning all of their games on the road, they were 5-1. Visitors went 5-1 in that series, including the final five. So you have to look at it and go, there were a lot of people, Dane, that you just hop on gambling Twitter, right? You hop on social media, guys lost their ass over the over the playoffs. Guys that had amazing regular seasons in the NBA, up 100 units or more, right? All throughout there, really had it. All of a sudden, the playoffs come, and they were minus 40 units. They gave 40 units back after spending 82 games going up 100 units. And a lot of that, I think, is because of the fact that many people looked at home advantage and said, well, it worked. You know, visitor fatigue, the jet lag. Everyone looked at scheduling, right, during the regular season and utilized that in their handicapping to say, guess what, guys? You know, circle this game here, fatigue. They're three games. So everybody looked at that, and they continued to use that whole home advantage and that handicapping tool into the playoffs, and it turned out it bit them in the ass, Dane. It absolutely crushed them here. Because of the fact that it didn't matter. And a lot of guys were doing this. And tell me if this sounds familiar, if you heard it, right? They would go and say, all right, home, I'm going to back the favorite. They're home. I'm going to back the favorite. They just lost on the road. Yeah, okay, no problem, right? Okay. They go, they lose. Now they go, well, now I'm going to double up. Because there is no way humanly possible that they're going to lose at home again. Right. And what happens? They lose. Now they go to the couch cushions and they raid everything and they go, I am no way they're gonna lose three. Yeah, guess what? They lost three in a row at home. So I don't know that there is, again, because it's such a small, it may be the outlier, but it also may not be. And it's worth noting, next playoff season, this is one of those things you highlight and you keep in your handicapping notebook and go, guys, remember how little home court advantage meant. Don't use the same logic through an 82-game season that you used in the playoffs, especially when you get to the finals, because that advantage that you're hoping for may not hold true when you get to the latter half of the NBA playoffs. Some interesting stuff to from a betting perspective, Dane, to take away from these finals.
Yeah. So I hear you, Joe, in terms of like the sample size not being huge. So like this is what happened this year. I don't know if it's a trend or not yet. So I agree with you on that. We'll have to see if that actually proves itself to be true or if this was just, you know, a crazy year, right? And there's so many other reasons we think this is a crazy year. So we'll see. Here are two things, though, that I do take away, okay? Whether, you know, from my own two eyes, let's say. One, and we made this point, is that defense, you know, defense is really important. You know, in the regular season, we talk about how scoring is up, or even in the NFL, right? It was the passing league and all that stuff. Then all of a sudden come the NFL playoffs, the Super Bowl is like 13-3 and the Patriots are running the ball 25, 30 times a game, that sort of stuff. When it still gets tight, it still, you know, gets a little bit tighter and defense and gets more physical in the playoffs. So remember that when it comes to unders, right? Mm-hmm. We've been talking about a lot of these things and how they get more familiarity with each other, better defense. So I'm going to remember the unders, even though it was kind of back and forth there. The other thing that I think makes a difference, you talk about in the regular season, Joe, like scheduling losses, right? The travel, back-to-back nights, 3 games in 4 days, whatever. The other thing about the NBA playoffs, Joe, is the schedule and how they stretch it out for television, you know? And so that's things like veterans who maybe have load management and can't go on the second night of a back-to-back. It ain't going to matter because there's 2-3 days between games, you know? And I think that's interesting. It's a much more stretched out schedule. It is not the same grind as the regular season. And that, you know, things like older players, things like having more rest and time to recover. I think that is another thing that is far different in the playoffs than it is in the regular season, the actual schedule itself.
And don't forget, too, the public always tends to overvalue home advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the books, guys, they know this. So they too, are adjusting accordingly. Don't forget. So they understand exactly what the public is always going to look and go, oh, home court advantage, home court advantage. Well, I get that, you know, and I do. I understand that. But you guys also have to understand that the books look at it and they're shading the numbers based upon what the public is going to do.
Generate
which is
action.
Why,
yeah.
Right. It was just why it was so 50-50 across the board. And understand, too, a lot of the reason during the regular season that you consider a home court advantage, right, is that you've got teams in unfamiliar cities, right? And they're out of their comfort zone. And you know, those are the things that during the regular season you go, yeah, they got to flip. They were in this city last night. Now they're in this city. The problem is the finals, teams play in each city for like a month and a half. So
and
there is no
has the same schedule. Everyone's traveling on the same days.
Yeah, we're talking about the cream of the crop. Yeah, like championship teams. Loud crowd noise doesn't bother them. In fact, it might actually fuel a lot of the teams, too. So I think what happened with a lot of the squares here during the finals who lost money on this and going, I can't figure it out. I think what happened is a lot of people utilized what they came to know from the regular season and they utilized it in the playoffs. And they kind of overvalued things like home court and favorites. And, oh, yeah. It's the Golden State Warriors, right? They're never going to time to take a step back, which is why there's a reason why sharps love fading the public, because the sharps look at the numbers and they look at, you know, they look at the teams, they look at the weaknesses of teams versus the strength of others. And they go, all right, guys, take all that other crap out of it. And we broke it down for you yesterday. you know, going into that game, 14 out of the 20 quarters were won by Toronto. So there, we knew who the better team was. And how many times have we said better teams always win, especially late in the playoffs, against teams that aren't? You may beat them a game or two here, but ultimately impossible 4 out of 7 to beat a team that has better talent, that is a better team. And that's what Toronto was. But anytime somebody tells me Golden State, because they can't lose 3 in a row, No. Yeah, and they gave it an effort and all of that good stuff, but ultimately, I think in a week, right? I'm pretty sure your bankroll in your book doesn't go, yeah, they almost won. Yeah, that doesn't matter, man. You didn't almost get paid. Well, you did almost get paid, but they still took the money out of your account, didn't they, Dane, the book, after all?
This is true, although I will say, Joe, there's a lot of, like, weird bad beat and bad karma paybacks now in books left and right these days. So I guess, you know, I guess that does happen around. But no, you're absolutely right. That is what the books do. They take it out of – they take all the emotion out of it, let's say, right? And I think that's the important part. But remember, playoff basketball is different than regular season basketball. Playoff hockey is different than regular season hockey. Playoff baseball is different than regular season baseball. You know, like, the refs call it different. People manage it different. The schedule is a little bit different, you know? And that's why, Joe, you know, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about a team like the Milwaukee Bucks, right? How they have to learn how to win. It is a different environment. It is a different level. And usually teams need some level of exposure to wrap their head around it and understand how to manage it. Even the travel that's involved, the media that's involved, you know? And so I think that is interesting. And a few other teams got a taste of it this year. I'm thinking about Milwaukee, Portland, and Denver, you know, who may be on the precipice of taking that next step, understanding some of the things you're talking about right now, why it is different. And like I said, my leading thing is, boy, this summer is going to be interesting, because I do believe, you're right, Joe, the Warriors are still good. They still have Steph Curry and Draymond Green and stuff like that. But I do think this is kind of a turning of a page in terms of eras in the NBA. Things are going to look very, very different. There's going to be a lot of people chasing after that Larry O'Brien trophy. Futures for next season are really, really interesting. Ready?
Yeah, they are. It's the fun really is just the beginning. But listen, Toronto, you are champions. Celebrate here, because the first week in July, the whole landscape changes in the NBA. We'll talk about that. Plus, fate of the day, U.S. Open, coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Best friends.
Yep.
The best friends forever.
Hector Neris has performed really, really well so far this year, and I think he should continue to get the save opportunities for the Phillies moving forward. A pretty damn good Phillies team, so he should be in position to save a lot of games. You picked this guy up with all the waiver wire earlier on in the season, especially in deeper leagues. You were just hoping to get, all right, if I can grab a couple of saves here, a handful, maybe 10 saves moving forward, because I think that you're going to get a lot more than you expected moving forward from Hector Neris.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
You don't have to go very far back, Dane, to find the last time that a decently sized underdog ends up winning the NBA Finals. It was the Cavaliers, don't forget, who were down 3-1 in 2016, who came back in 7 to beat the Golden State Warriors. But they were only listed at plus 180 underdogs. So now you've got a situation where not only did the Raptors defy the odds, they are the biggest underdogs to win an NBA championship since 1985, man.
Really?
It's being the second biggest underdog to win a title since 85. And, of course, the 1985 champion was the start of pretty something special there, too. That would have been those nasty Detroit Pistons who beat the Lakers as plus 500 series underdogs back in 1985. So, and the similarities too are pretty cool. They both won the finals as dogs in less than 7 games, which right. is cool. They both eliminated teams that were going for their fourth title in 5 years. They both had head coaches in their first season with the team, good old Chuck Daly, and they were two of the highest priced underdogs to win the finals. So, a lot of similarities between those two teams, but they are now, let's face it, the 1985 Pistons and the Toronto Raptors, number 1 and 2 when it comes to biggest underdogs ever to defy odds. And they took down a couple of the Lakers, who were dominant there in the mid-80s, taking down the Golden State Warriors, dominant in the 2010s, 2015s. And they will both go down in history as two of the biggest underdogs ever to win a finals. Like I said, if you're a contrarian better, Dane, you're taking a few weeks off here because you went buck wild. I mean, hell, even let's be realistic here. 14-1 to start the season. How many Toronto Raptor fans went out there and laid 14-1 to start the season, right?
Yeah, nobody. I mean, please think about this. If you're at the beginning of the season, Joe, what about when they were like down 2-0 to the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals? You know, at that point, who was on them? People, there was a time like 3 weeks ago where people thought the Portland Trailblazers had a better shot than the Toronto Raptors to be in this spot right now. So kudos to the Toronto Raptors and our boy Gabe Morris. They deserve
it. Yes, and kudos to those of you that took them.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Cha-ching, people. Cha-ching. All right, we're going to make it cha-ching, too. Let's make it rain, U.S. Open style, coming up here. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network.